Hey everyone, welcome to the Women in Worship podcast. I was really excited to get to sit down with Tara and talk about her new book, Waiting on Wonders. We know that this is going to be a blessing to you, and make sure after you listen to this that we support her big, guys. Go get her book and share it. It really is worth it. Also, please be aware of the volume changes that you are about to experience. We did have a little bit of a makeshift because we didn't know it was going to happen. So when you listen to the actual content, you're going to have to turn your volume up. And then when you go back to the outro of this podcast, make sure you turn your volume down so I don't hurt your ears. Okay, you have been warned. All right, everybody, have a blessed day and check it out. Everybody, welcome to Women in Worship. Today we have a special guest. Honestly, your family.
Pretty much. That's okay.
You're here now. Yes. You're here invested forever in Women in Worship. Ms. Tara Banks.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us.
I am so happy to be with you.
To be with me.
I'm so happy to be with you. So happy to be with Women in Worship again.
Yes, again. Great and to see forever. You guys. She will be forever with us.
Yes.
Which is pretty fun because we had this scheduled a few weeks ago, and then Tara was like, okay, I'll be down for the conference, art conference, so why don't we try to get together? And I was like, you know, it's so noisy around there. I'm not sure it's going to work, but
we're making it work.
We're making it work. We have a makeshift setup, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. We've been working on it for the last few minutes, and we've created a little masterpiece here.
Special thanks to some of the staff here at Church of the Hollows for helping us do it. So, hey, today we are going to talk about your new book. But before we get to that,
okay,
I want you to tell everybody listening about the new project you're working on.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Please tell them. Yes.
Excited. Okay. So just in the last, honestly, couple of months, this has all sort of come to fruition. And I am starting a worship consulting project, business with a dear friend of mine, Nate Davis, who's one of the other worship pastors at Seacoast.
Great guy. Yes.
Great guy. And together he and I are starting what's called the worship department. And we are going to be coming alongside churches and worship teams and worship pastors and just really helping to develop, you know, systems and processes and help the teams develop their teams. And really just, we want to just come alongside and advocate, be an advocate for these teams.
Right.
So one of a couple of things is going to happen. It's either going to be a very healthy team that just needs some help with their systems and processes, or it's going to be a team that's in transition. Maybe they don't have a worship pastor or a worship leader at the time. Or it might be a situation where there's kind of a crisis and they need some pastoral help. And so that is the worship department.
Yeah.
And
so if you guys know of anybody that needs that, or honestly just needs a tune up.
Truly.
Yeah, seriously. Cause you kind of get set in your ways, and it's always good to have a fresh voice come in, you know, maybe speak to your team. Maybe your teams need it. So that's it. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Tara and I were talking yesterday about how we're getting to the point now to where it's really time to pour back in. And I think that's the direction I talked to Women in Worship lead team about. And we all felt the same way about it's time to really more equip now, you know, because we're getting to that place to where we can, and honestly to walk in confidence with it. Cause that's
absolutely,
that's a whole different ball game a little bit.
It's a whole different thing. Yeah. Well, and you know, you and I were also talking about the fact that our experiences are not just for us.
Right.
And it's also not just for, you know, our churches or, you know, our ministries or whatever, but it's time to share and to take what we've learned, what we've walked through, and then to, you know, use that to help others.
Right, right. Hey, so you're listening, whatever you're going through now, you will use later.
You will. You
what you're learning now. Okay, tell them before we move on, tell them how to find out about, yes.
Yes, great. Okay, so Instagram, we are at the worship department, which is DEPT, the worship department. Or you can send me an email, Tara, which is TARA, not TERRA, or some version of that. TARA, Tara at the worship department.
That's awesome.
.com.
All right, y'all check it out.
Thank you.
Now,
so much.
Let's get into the main meat.
Yay.
It's been weird, guys. All right, Tara. So when you told me you're writing a book, I was like, whoa, we've never talked about it.
We've never talked about it.
So why don't you tell everybody, because I think this is a lesson in obedience, really. Mm. So when did this start, like, welling up in you that you were going to write a book? Have you ever thought of yourself as a writer?
No, never. Never.
We can tell everybody.
Never. Okay. So this book has been living in different forms mm-hmm. on my computer for about 12 years.
Yes.
And I had a blog that was unpublished that I wrote.
Just writing your thoughts.
Writing for myself. And for about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 of those years, mm-hmm. I just wrote down things that I felt like that God was saying to me mm-hmm. that I felt like at some point he might want to use, mm-hmm. but it literally just lived on my computer. Mm-hmm. And then it's been about 2 years ago now, some dear friends of mine challenged me, mm-hmm. double dog dared me.
Because good friends challenge.
Basically to write the book.
Yeah.
And they said, here's the deal. You've been talking, you know, we every now and then have the opportunity to read some of this stuff. People have been telling you for a long time that you need to write a book. You've been putting it off or dismissing, you know, what we feel like is God's call on your life mm-hmm. to do this. And we are challenging you to do it. And you've got a year. Mm-hmm. And I just went, and so I said, all right, I'm going to do it. And somewhere deep in my heart, I knew that I was supposed to do it. I just wasn't brave enough to step into it.
Their challenge was affirming to you. You're like, oh,
yes,
you're going to do it.
Yes. So stepped into it. And, you know, here we are about 18 months later. Mm-hmm. And I went with a hybrid publisher instead of traditional publishing. So I was able to mm-hmm. do it on a little bit of a faster timeline mm-hmm. than traditional publishing. Here we are.
That's awesome. Well, guys, the book is called Waiting on Wonders. And I'm going to do a giveaway.
Oh, fine.
You know, we're going to give a couple away, but you got to watch Instagram for that. No, but I've started reading it personally, and I could just say I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
What I do love about it, because I want to have a few things that I've highlighted
okay.
that I want to talk to you about, just to give them a little bit of what's in the book,
yes.
the richness that is in it. It is a 40-day devotional, right? Mm-hmm. And you can go with your own pace. This is a great book to go through your team with.
Absolutely.
But I will say, I think, and I've told you this before, but it is prophetic timing that this book is out now. Because mm-hmm. I feel like the Lord is telling us to slow down.
100%.
Yeah, and take a Selah, like, moment 100%. In your life, because, you know, with COVID and everything, I hate to keep bringing that up, but it's history now. I mean, it's part of our history now, you know, that I feel like God taught me then, hey, you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. You're going too mm-hmm. fast. And there are a couple of little comments in here that I was like, oh my God, Tara is stepping on my toes. And I love her, but she is still stepping
all up in my business.
On my toes. So before we get to that, this is a 40-day devotional, and it's wonderful. So what I've read so far, it would be wonderful just to talk and have community with someone and go, you know what, even just a friend getting along,
sure.
with a friend to walk through it together.
Sure. And it's written in accessible bite-sized
it
chunks.
It is. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
Because I'm the type of person, I get really bogged down. And if it's, and then I like can't find my way back out of it.
Yes. Yes.
So I love how you have the scripture and then you go into, you have this one statement. And then it's like, bam, and then you keep going. And then how do we wait today? You have a question at the end of it. So it gives you an application.
Yes.
So anyway.
Every day the format is the same. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, a bit of a predictable format. It's 5 days laid out. And then, you know, so in theory, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then you've got some journal space for the weekends mm-hmm. Just to listen to hear what God's saying to you. But basically the premise of the book is hearing the voice of the Lord and experiencing God's presence in everyday moments. Mm-hmm. As women in worship, in worship ministry, we know how to access God's presence when we're on a platform.
Right,
we can
do
it like the back of our hand. We know that pathway to his presence. But, you know, the question that I felt compelled to write about was, well, what does that look like when I'm just folding laundry on mm-hmm. a Tuesday morning? Can I access God's presence in the same way that I access it on the weekends?
Right.
And there were some hard questions I had to ask myself, like, well, why am I not experiencing God's presence in the same way that I might be experiencing it at a retreat or on the weekends or in a Bible study or in a small group or whatever? And it's pretty convicting to me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to really take a journey to with the Lord to find out, all right, well, what does this look like just on a normal day?
Right. I think we're so conditioned culturally to look at the grand.
Yes.
Like, you want everything to be grand.
Yes.
And you come out of churches like we're involved with, and we do have big stages, and we do have lights, and we do have
cameras. All the things.
Actually, we have all the things. And you're so right. It is easy, because I think our main focus is preparing those sets and preparing it to experience and to hear God in those moments for everybody else.
Right.
But I think he's saying, no. True worship. And you say it in the first scripture in Romans.
Yes.
You say it. That is what true worship is. Let me just read it for you guys.
It's in the message.
Romans 12:1. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. And that's what true worship is.
It is.
That's what true worship is. Well, I do want to start off with this on your introduction.
Okay.
I'm not going to read everything. You've got to read the book, guys.
Read it yourself. Right?
But in your first paragraph, you say, while often overlooked, the mundane holds miracles that can draw our attention to God.
Mm.
That's a massive statement, because it took me to a reevaluation place of going, okay, what have I overlooked?
Yes.
So the question, if you're listening today, so I wrote down, what am I overlooking that I'm meant to recognize him in?
That's great.
Right? You want to just maybe talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So it's, this whole process of slowing our lives down. And at one point in the book, I quote Ruth Haley Barton, where she talks about letting the sediment of your soul settle out. It's like the sloshing of our souls. And it's like taking time to slow down and meet with the Lord and letting all of that settle out. And when all that settles out, the Lord gets really loud really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there are so many normal moments mm-hmm. that we just fly right by yeah. in pursuit of the louder ones.
Yeah. And you even mentioned being a mom, like what that is. You said, I don't even think I sat down till my kids were 16 and 10. You know, I don't even think I sat down. And I can say that too. Like right now, I feel like I'm in a different season because my kids are a little older.
Yes.
And they don't honestly need me to survive off of food now.
Praise God.
Fix it for yourself. My son's living off SpaghettiOs.
Praise God.
How nasty. But that's what he loves. But you really do. You're going through life and I'm now 43.
Mm-hmm.
And this book speaks so much to me because I can look back and say, oh my goodness, I was going so fast.
Yeah. We do as moms.
And God's not mad at us because of that.
God
is
not.
There's no condemnation in that.
No.
There's actually redemption.
Like yeah.
God can redeem the time that we have sped through.
He can. And I feel like that he's doing that even for me now mm-hmm. through writing this book mm-hmm. and raising awareness for other people like me, whether you're a mom or not,
mm-hmm.
That God can be found in normal
right.
moments.
Right.
And, you know, I'm at a place where I can kind of see out the window here and I'm looking at trees and things. And it's like, I'm learning not to overlook a picture window these
right,
days.
Right.
I'm learning not to overlook, like, wow, there's something beautiful happening outside. Mm-hmm. God's got something to say.
Mm-hmm. I remember somebody the other day was talking about how fast and how, you know, lots of, I said, go outside and stare at a tree.
Yes.
I mean, just go look
yes.
at the tree and think about the beauty and intentionality God put
and
into making.
And the miracle.
And the miracle.
Is.
And actually that it's alive. That it's life.
Yes.
So
it's really incredible,
man. Okay. I have other things. Listen, I don't know where this podcast is going. Do you have anything else you want to say, or can I just keep on
you
going?
Go. I am here for you.
just a few more points. Cause we just want to kind of give you, I guess, a teaser of what's in the book, and then you have
sure.
to read the rest of it
mm-hmm.
and journey with the Lord on it. And we do want to do this because we believe in Tara. I've known Tara for a long time. Actually, there was a round table that you came to. Oh my goodness. I don't even know why I brought this up because now I can't remember what you said, but maybe you can.
Okay.
I can jog your memory. But you said something about him being in the whisper. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay.
I could tell this has been in you.
It's been in me for a
long
time.
Yes.
Time.
And the
yes.
Holy Spirit's bringing back that kind of like, I remember you sitting out there teaching. And I was like,
yes,
he sure is.
Yes.
So this is something that God has given you to tell the people. Do you remember that statement?
I do. So, I have to kind of put it back together. So forgive me if I fumble all over my own self, but it was that God is God whispers, not because he's trying to hide from us, but because he's close and he can.
Yes, that was it.
Yes.
That
was it. And so it has been. This mm-hmm. message has been somewhere in mm-hmm. here for a lot of years. And I really feel like that now is the time.
And you mentioned that how when you slow down and you get quiet, his voice is definitely louder.
Oh, it gets really loud if you let it be loud.
That's really good. You got to choose.
You have to choose, yeah. And you have to choose to shut it all down, shut it all off. And it does not mean that you like go into your prayer closet for 37 hours mm-hmm. and whatever. I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? Yeah. But
but you do say, I mean, you can't do this in 2 minutes a day.
You cannot do this in, you can experience God's presence mm-hmm. in an instant.
Right.
But in order to find him in the stillness, it's mm-hmm. going to take some intentionality.
Yes, yes. And I think that that's what the slowing down is. Because, you know, we talk about a lot, the church in general, Big C Church, mm-hmm. you know, talk a lot about your purpose and what that is. But your greatest purpose is to know the Father.
Yes.
I mean, if you got to take it all the way back all to the garden. Mm-hmm. Before sin ever entered the world, he made Adam, I mean, for himself, mm-hmm. to have relationship with him. Sin was never supposed to be here.
Right.
So what if you looked at things and take it back to the garden and go, that was the intentionality that God had when he created the earth.
Yes.
And he created mankind, Adam, in his own image.
Yes.
We are his image.
For relationship.
For relationship with yes. him. Because in making us, we have that. We do, whether theologically we agree on this or not, anybody, but we have the free will to say yes to God, mm-hmm. you know, and of course that gets into deeper meaning of why a sin sure. was allowed and all that, sure. but it's just like present yourselves, if you go on past mm-hmm. this Romans 12 into mm-hmm. 2, present yourselves a living sacrifice, but don't be conformed to the things of the world, right. but be transformed by the renewing
of your mind.
And that takes time. Transformation takes time.
Yes.
It's not an instant. Yes, now, God can change you in an instant of an encounter with him.
Yes.
But to sit down and you talk about discipline, it is a discipline and it is a choice.
It is. And a little bit later in the book, I talk about this concept of deep takes time
mm-hmm.
that you can't.
Oh, it's right here. I've got it.
Oh,
I've got it already. Ready. I'm ready. You go ahead and lead into it.
I will. I'll just go right there. So deep takes time. You cannot.
I love this. So bring this up.
Okay. So you cannot run fast in deep water. Deep takes time. And you can't. My relationship with Lee has grown mm-hmm. lots over the years. The first 2 minutes that I knew you, I didn't know you deeply.
Right.
But over time.
We learned to trust.
We learned to trust. Our relationship has mm-hmm. grown. We've laughed. We've cried. So it's like anything that is worth doing takes time.
Right.
And our relationship with the Lord certainly is mm-hmm. one of those. Mm-hmm. And so to know the Father is something that we need to invest time into doing
right.
that.
Right. And you'll never be sorry that you did.
No.
To know my mind, you can't handle. Your brain cannot handle God. He's too big.
He's too big.
Right. He's too big.
He's too wonderful.
And to sit and think about the creator God thinking of us before the foundations of the world. And then I go and I don't feel condemned about it, but I do feel repentant.
Mm.
You know, it just means to turn. You mm-hmm. got to turn and keep going, guys. You don't sit and wallow in it.
Right.
But the time that I've missed and the time that I've left him out of even the mundane mm. things, I go, you know, I'm going to purpose in my heart not to do that anymore.
Mm. That's good.
So when I'm cooking, when I'm cleaning, guys, I'm getting chickens and we are doing a garden.
Love this.
God help me. Who am I turning into?
Love this.
Mom, you're thank you, I think, because I said I would never do this, right?
Love it.
But I'm finding God in new places, new spaces,
amazing.
With new people.
Amazing.
Because I slowed down.
Good.
And I said, I'm not going to live on the hamster wheel of life. I will not let it take me where it wants to go. Mm-hmm. I will tell it where it's going to take
right.
me.
Right.
Through God and through the leading of the Holy
Spirit.
I
love it.
So this is a statement, and this is the last thing we're going to give you through this book. You got to get it.
You got to figure out the rest for yourself.
And it keeps going. It's really what you said earlier, but I love that this is the way you said it. Fast is the enemy of deep. I was like, whoa. And you mentioned that yesterday. I was like, I got to see that for myself. You cannot run fast in deep water. In the same way, you cannot know the Lord deeply in 2 minutes. Deep takes time.
Mm-hmm. Deep takes time. Yeah, you have to just really be intentional about slowing your life down, mm-hmm. ladies. And that means like stopping the scroll, yeah. and stopping your mind, mm-hmm. and physically sitting still if you need to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It takes time.
Well, listen, is there anything else you would like? I mean, I don't want to give too much away because it's wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, waiting on wonders is wonderful.
Thank you.
And God, you know, and I'll wrap it up with this. I think it's Psalm. Oh, here we go. This is when I have things come to my mind. I'm like, should I say it? I'm going to say it.
Let's see if we can put it together.
It's Psalm 25. It talks about how the Lord has, let me look it up.
Okay.
We're going to look it up. Guys, you're just going to have to pause and wait on me.
Okay.
Because this is the way we're rolling today.
Yes.
Oh, he wants to show you, he wants to tell you deep things. He wants to show you what he has for you. He wants to tell you mysteries. And I'll talk about that scripture in the description. So we can back up what I'm saying. But he has a lot of things for us. And I think what your book is doing is it is actually on the path to find that.
Mm.
It's on the path to the mysteries of God.
I hope so.
No, I really know. I really feel it in my spirit, guys. Okay.
Yes.
And I really do. I really feel like God has given us this gift, given you a gift to give to us to take us more to the feet of him.
Mm. Well, thank you. And that is like, that's my heart.
Yeah.
My heart is that I don't want people to make the same mistakes that I have made, where I have rushed through these normal moments where I could have been finding the Father,
mm-hmm.
in those just normal everyday moments. And
yeah.
so for me, this is a project. It's been teaching me, mm-hmm. a lot, but it's also something that I want to hand to people to say, don't miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss him in these normal moments.
Right.
Because if the word of God is true, and it is, that says he will never leave us and never forsake us. He is with us.
Right.
Not just on the weekends or, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm here with you. He is with us all the time, which means every moment has the opportunity to be a holy moment simply because he's in it with us.
So good. Every moment has the opportunity to be a holy moment.
Yes. Simply because he's with,
mm-hmm.
us in it,
mm-hmm.
and he is holy, which is what makes the moment holy, not what we're doing.
Right.
In the moment,
yes.
Know?
I think one prayer we can pray even at the end as we close, that our awareness of God,
yes.
becomes greater and deeper.
Absolutely.
In the smaller things. I think we do have a choice to make,
mm-hmm.
to be intentional, to slow down, to heighten our awareness of God moving in those smaller areas.
Yes.
Because honestly, small to us is not small to God.
Right.
We got to get out of the mindset of how humans think and how the Spirit of God thinks.
Yes.
You know, grand and big, grandiose. No. It's not all that. He is, and he's real big, and he's real grand, and he's the most powerful.
Yes.
But it's amazing how he can also, in our mind, come down and get so small with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like he's so amazing. So I'm going to put you on the spot. One last question.
Okay, yes.
And we're going to switch gears, and then I'd love for you to pray.
Okay, yeah.
For everyone listening.
I'd love that.
What is one thing, because you didn't say you were a writer, so I'm switching,
okay.
switching the direction here a little bit. What's one thing that you learned or you could encourage that person that has never thought of themselves as a writer,
mm.
or knows that they're supposed to write? What would you say to them to get them started, or is there a good resource for them to reach out to, or?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So I think, quite honestly, just do it.
Yeah.
If you feel a stirring in your heart, whether that's songwriting or whether that's writing a book or, you know, whatever a creative expression is for you,
mm-hmm.
just do it. Because here's the thing, this book, there's probably lots of people in the world that this is not a new revelation, right? Like
right.
people know that God is wonderful
right.
and that he can be found in the everyday.
Right.
However, nobody has told this story like I've told this
right.
story.
That's good.
Because of my experiences with the Lord, because of, you know, the specific set of gifts and talents that he's put in me. Mm-hmm. In the same way as if you wrote about the same topic, mm-hmm. you would be telling it from your perspective right. and your story, and you would be bringing that to the kingdom, mm-hmm. which we need. Mm-hmm. And so
that's really
good. My encouragement is just do it, because nobody's going to tell your mm-hmm. story, write your song, paint your mm-hmm. painting, whatever, the way you can.
Yeah.
And
so don't diminish.
No.
Don't diminish. And we do that because I used to think I can't preach or teach or whatever you want to call it because I've never had these massive stories that everybody tells.
Right.
You know, I have had tragedy, but I'm just sitting here going, I always believe that lie of the enemy that I wasn't able to bring something to the table because I couldn't pack my messages with stories.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, you know, that's not true. So I was diminishing what God had spoken to me.
Yeah.
That really, that's what prophecy really is hearing him speak and then you speaking it forth.
Yes.
It's hearing him say it and then you speaking it.
Right.
Because it's coming from him. Right. So don't diminish the small things. Don't diminish how God has created you.
Yes. Because everybody has their story to tell mm-hmm. of what God has done in their life.
Yep.
So, and it's different for everybody.
Pick up the pen, guys.
Pick up the pen. Do the thing.
I'm like that in songwriting. I'm not a songwriter. But I've written. But
yes.
I feel I should probably do it. You know, and I have actually started back. I haven't told anybody, but
you just did.
I just told you guys. Hey, all right. Well, will you pray us out and just bless the ladies listening and whatever, however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray
Them? I'd love to. Yep. All right. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we are so honored by your presence. Yes. Thank you so much for your goodness, your faithfulness, your great love for us. Father, I pray that you would help everyone listening to this podcast to just become more aware of your presence in everyday moments. Father, that you would, even if it takes you, you know, pulling scales off mm-hmm. of their eyes and maybe even softening places in their heart so that they can recognize you. And Father, we know that the more and more and more we are in tune to your Spirit, the more and more we will be able to recognize it more easily. And so, Father, I pray that you would just make that pathway so easy and clear to your presence mm-hmm. in normal moments when we're folding the laundry, when we're driving in the car, when we're, you know, hanging out with our friends. Father, just give us that sense of, oh, you're with us. That is that sort of Selah moment, you know, that, oh, you're with us. Thank you for this moment. Father, give us those moments more and more and more so that we can then in turn tell other people about your presence and an awareness of your presence in the everyday. So God, I just pray a blessing over this community. I pray, Father, that you would continue to grow and multiply it for your kingdom and for your glory. I thank you for Sweet Lee. Father, I thank you for our friendship mm-hmm. and just pray that you would bless her more than she could ask or imagine. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I received the blessing. Now, where can they get your book?
Little commercial. Okay. So
dun, dun, dun.
Here it is, Waiting on Wonders. So you can get it on Amazon or anywhere you can buy books online. So Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all of that. There are a couple of versions of the book. There is a paperback version, and then there's this fancy version. I'm going to hold this.
Yeah.
This is the special edition signed hardcover version, and this is only available on my website, which is waitingonwonders.com. And you can also find me on Instagram
at All right.
Waiting on Wonders.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Love you,
thank
your family.
You for having
You're
me.
A woman in worship. Woman in worship. All right, guys, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for taking time to listen. And thank you, Tara, for being a part of our Women in Worship community. And we're so proud of you and so thankful for your obedience to the Lord to write that book. All right, guys, you want to get it? Check it out. Send it to all your friends. And check us out on Instagram and let us know what you thought of the episode. All right, everybody. Have a blessed day. See you next time.